Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays are being brought to you by Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. In today's edition of Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and I'm speaking with Holmes County Emergency Management Director Jason Troyer. Good morning, Jason. Thanks for coming in and chatting with us today about the emergency management position.
Yep, really appreciate the invite. Thank you very much.
And how long, we'll give it the normal start here, how long have you been in the position of emergency management director?
I've been the EMA director for Holmes County for the past 4 years.
And in these 4 years, you have seen so many things. Is it what you expected when you took the position?
I think overall, yes. What I didn't expect is how great Holmes County is. Living in Holmes County, we're an extremely resilient county. We look out for each other. And I really didn't have the opportunity of seeing that as a collective whole until I took the EMA director job.
And before you took the EMA job, you were still working with helping people and doing that sort of like.
Yeah, so for the past several years, 25 plus, I've been in EMS and fire. So I've had the opportunity of helping people throughout that. And then just prior to me getting the EMA job, I was a insurance advisor for Hummel Group. So I had the opportunity of helping people build their businesses because I focused on small business growth.
Which is a lot of Holmes County. So you really had the right background to come into this because not a lot of people have EMA background when they apply for that job.
Right. There are very few degrees at the college level for that. And even those degrees sometimes don't prepare you for the job. The biggest thing in Holmes County is, you know, you can have all the technical knowledge of how to be an EMA office, but you have to be able to adapt it to your community. Holmes County is extremely different compared to Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, or even Wayne County. With 49% of our Amish population, they're extremely resilient on their own. They don't really depend upon the local government to assist, so we have that. And we have a lot of small businesses. There's a lot of pride in Holmes County, and again, Holmes County is just a great place not only to live but to work.
And you say we're different from Wayne and the Cuyahoga and all that. If you look at one half of the county to the other half, it's so different.
Yes. Yeah, if you look, you know, on the west side, you have a little bit more of the farming and that. And then you look at the east side, and that's where you have a little bit more of your Amish population. However, they are moving over to the west part of the community as well. You have a little bit more of your tourism on the east side of the county as well with the Berlin and Mount Hope areas.
But they're building it on the west side, so that's
they are absolutely
something
building
you've got to keep up with in your job as well.
And I think, you know, building it, you know, at the fairgrounds area is key out there. They have a great facility where they can host a lot of different events and activities. And we just have to be aware of that at the EMA level, because anytime you have a lot of people congregating in a certain area, you know, we need to make sure that we have the proper plans in place to, in our partnership with the sheriff's office, the local fire departments, the fair board. We just need to make sure we have plans in place to keep those people safe during that time.
And it's funny you say it's hard to plan to be an EMA director, because a lot of what the EMA director is planning. So it's kind of funny how that works out.
It is, yes.
All right, well, we'll talk more about some of the planning and things that you do here in the next segment. This is Jason Troyer, our EMA director here in Holmes County, and for WKLM on Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. We're back here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and I am speaking with Holmes County EMA director Jason Troyer, and we kind of talked about how he got into the position in the last segment. And you know, as you came into the EMA director position, did you have any plans or goals for what you were looking forward to doing, or did you have to just kind of step in and see where you were at?
I think it was a little bit of both. I had the goal of coming in and definitely creating partners. If you look at our number one way we do things at the EMA, it's the partnership and the relationships we have with a vast different cultures, I guess, in Holmes County. You look at, you know, we have to have relationships with business owners, law enforcement, fire, EMS, the hospital, a lot of the different not-for-profit agencies, churches, because it really does take a whole community approach in time of disaster need.
And what was, as you stepped into the position, what was one of the first things you found that you needed to do and you found yourself, aside from the partnership thing?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was getting used to our emergency operation plan and making appropriate changes that we needed to make for that. So a year into it, one of my goals was to touch every annex in our emergency operation plan. And when you do that, you know, it sounds like it's easy. However, you involve all your partners. So you're looking at 26 different annexes, 26 different meetings with different partners across Holmes County. And some of those you even dabble with your coworkers from your surrounding EMA offices. So we work very closely with Knox, Ashland, Wayne, Tuscarawas, Coshocton, those EMA offices, because if we do have a major event, especially on county lines, we have to have those relationships as well.
And your emergency operations plan is essentially, you know, while it doesn't change a lot, it's still like a living, breathing document, because as the county grows and changes, it can change your plan.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, before I took this job, we really didn't have anything there for a pandemic. But right when I got here, we were in the middle of a pandemic. One of the biggest things, too, that I saw within 6 months is we had the derecho. So we really had to look at our debris management. That was huge. Chris Young from the Highway Department, our county engineer, did a phenomenal job of clearing roadways, as well as our local township trustees and workers of clearing roadways to make them accessible to EMS, fire, and law enforcement. But when you look at those types of situations, you know, you want to make sure you have a good plan in place before it happens.
And we've kind of been seeing that with the hazard mitigation meetings that you've been doing lately.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the hazard mitigation plan. So the hazard mitigation plan is a plan we need to update every 5 years. We have to have an approved plan in case of a disaster that qualifies for federal assistance. If we don't have this approved plan in place, we don't get FEMA federal assistance. But really what's been unique with this plan is we had 3 workshops last week. They're about 2 hours apiece, but we had 88 people from our county participate in that plan. And what really makes me excited about that is it's their plan. This is not the EMA office plan. It's not the commissioner's plan. This is the plan for Holmes County. And when you have that good of a turnout, it makes you feel good. And then they buy ownership into the plan. So I'm very, very excited about that plan. Sandy Hovis from Resource Solutions Associates is our contractor on that, and she is going to be writing the plan and should have us a draft plan in October or November of this year. Our current plan expires March of 2026.
And as you've been in the position now for 4 years, you're really starting to lay things out. But like you said, you came into a pandemic, derecho. You were trial by fire in the beginning.
You know, I was, but it's one of those things where I sat back, you know, during that time, maybe it didn't feel the best. But when I look back and I look back at those, like I said before, it's amazing how Holmes County comes together. You know, there's several times that I've had the National Weather Service come in after a wind event, and they actually tell me they have to get to our county very quickly the next day, or it's already going to be cleaned up and they don't have any type of evidence of a tornado, which makes us feel good because we're a very resilient county. I mean, the last tornado we had that hit Lake Buckhorn, we had contractors on the ground the next morning, roadways were open the same day. It's just amazing how this county comes together.
You say in those experiences it may not have felt good, but the learning that you
yes.
had in the whole process is invaluable.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of it is, you know, there's two types of learning. One is putting on paper and reading it, but the other one is actually being in the middle and implementing the plan. And like I said, yeah, it was scary. I mean, I was 6 months on the job. I'm not going to lie to you. I had the majority of the county without power for 3 to 5 days. We had roadways that needed to be cleared up. But again, the relationships and partners we have with our local first responders, our local community, our local business owners is just phenomenal.
And we'll talk more about some of these plans that we have, some of the things that you work on here in our next segment. We're going to take a little break here. That is the EMA Director, Jason Troyer, for Holmes County, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. This is Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays back here on WKLM with Holmes County EMA Director, Jason Troyer. And in the earlier segments, we've kind of heard about some of the plans that you do. We have the hazard mitigation plan, talked about the emergency operations plans. How many different plans do you have to come up with as an EMA director to have prepared for the county?
There are several plans we have in place. The biggest one, of course, is our emergency operation plan. But we have what we call COOP plans, which is continuity of operations. We really work with our government partners in Holmes County, as well as business owners, on how to develop a plan if a tornado comes in and wipes out their location. How can they continue operations? If the internet goes down and it's going to be down for a week, how do you continue your operations and make sure that you have your services that the community needs? So our COOP plans are really big. We just updated our fairgrounds emergency action plan because our fair starts next week. And we had a great meeting with the fair board on that, as well as Sheriff's Office, District 1, Pomerine Hospital, and EMA. So we do have that updated as well. And then any major special events that we have come into the area that will draw a lot of people in, we will have an action plan for that. So I know about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, we had the Horse Progress Days up at Mount Hope, which had several thousands of people attend. Well, we had a special plan for that event as well. But those are some of our major plans we have in place. And then we do work really closely with the health department and assist them with their plans, as well as they help us with our plans. If there's any things that kind of go over, like the pandemic, there's a lot of things the health department does, but the EMA needs to have a good partnership with the health department. We do a very good job of partnering with them as well.
And when we have all the different festivals and things, like you have a special EOP for the fair, but you're still involved with what goes on at every little festival, kind of knowing what's coming and how you can be prepared for that.
Yeah, that's really important for us to be aware of those large gatherings for several reasons. One is to make sure we have plans in place. They do a great job of working with local law enforcement to make sure, you know, there's extra security needed. Sheriff's Office does a phenomenal job with that. But a lot of it has to do with our partnership with the National Weather Service, because if we do have special events in our area, such as the fair, I fill out this online form, and then I will get direct updates from the National Weather Service if I have any type of weather that hits certain criteria. For example, for the fair, the criteria is if we have any winds above 40 miles per hour, lightning, thunderstorms, or of course, tornado, I will get alerted by the National Weather Service directly, which is a great working relationship with our partners at the National Weather Service.
And speaking of the weather, one of the things that you have instituted that helps let people know with what's going on in the weather is getting the winds alerts and the pause alerts available here in the county for people to be weather aware.
Absolutely. The nice thing about the winds alert, which is the wireless emergency notification system, is you can sign up. Anyone can sign up. You don't have to be a resident. You can work in Holmes County, or if you have family in Holmes County, you know, it's a great resource for you. But you can pick what you want to be alerted for. If you don't want to be alerted for flooding, just don't check the box. So it's very tailored to your needs. Now, the iPause alerts, the WINS program gives us the opportunity of pushing out iPause alerts. Those will go out to everyone within a geographical area, and those are really reserved for imminent threats, tornado, any type maybe of a hazmat spill that's detrimental to the health of immediate health of surrounding people. Exactly. Yeah, so we, to this date, knock on wood, I've not had to push out an iPause alert, and I hope I continue to not have to push out those alerts.
But, you know, that's just another one of those things that you have worked on to, you know, help make Holmes County a safe place, because we have a lot of people who live here, we have a lot of people who work here, and we have a lot of people who visit here.
Absolutely. You know, we look at, we're just under 45,000 people, but during any given day, depending on where you're at in Holmes County, that population can double or triple because of our tourism within our county. And we have to be very aware of that. You know, that can be a challenge for us because our local residents, they hear from us. You know, we put out education through WKLM, we put out education through the Bargain Hunter, but those tourists or people who visit may or may not know about that. So that's one of the challenges we do face. And, you know, we're looking at how we can collaborate with local hotels and bed and breakfast, of how we can maybe hand out a one page, hey, you're in Holmes County, here's how you stay safe in Holmes County. Because Holmes County does have a lot of obstacles that other counties don't have. We have e-bikes, we have horse and buggies on the roadways. Our roadways are very well maintained, but they're curvy, very hilly, and they have limited vision at some points in time. So educating our visitors is really a key.
And that's one of those points where you said every county is different and unique. That's one of those really unique things to Holmes County.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to change that to this world. I love seeing the horse and buggies out, e-bikes out. It's what makes Holmes County. But there are some safety procedures we need to take in place to keep everyone safe, not only the people operating the horse and buggies, but regular motorists as well.
Well, we are going to learn some more about what it is that you do to help keep the county safe here on Focus Fridays. That's our EMA director, Jason Troyer. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick. This is Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays on WKLM, back with Emergency Management Director Jason Troyer. And we've been talking about the different plans and things that we have in place to help keep Holmes County safe. And one of the ways that you learn is participating in groups outside of the county and doing things with other EMA directors, other different entities and things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I had the honor of serving as vice president of the EMAO board, and that's the Emergency Managers Association of Ohio. That's where all 88 counties are encouraged to participate and become members of it. I think we have about 79 counties part of that association. But that really gives us another avenue of a wealth of information. One of the things we really work hard on in EMA is not to reinvent the wheel. You know, if something works well in Knox County, I'm going to take that, make some small adjustments for Holmes County, and we're going to put that in place. So this is where we get a lot of our best practices from other EMAs. You know, with only being in EMA for 4 years, I don't have the experience of certain types of disasters where I have a lot of my coworkers and good friends have had 30 plus years and have seen a lot or a wide range of activities. So I learn a lot off of that. EMAO also provides a lot of information for training for our local offices. We have an education committee that pretty much spearheads our fall, spring, and winter conferences to make sure that we are up to date in the most up-to-date information for us. You know, like you said before, times change and it changes really quick. And we talked about the hazard mitigation plan. The last plan had no reference to a pandemic and no reference to cybersecurity, but guess what?
Those are big deals.
They're huge deals right now, and we have to be ready for it. But that just within 5 years, those are two major things that have changed that EMA offices need to be made aware of.
And networking is some of the best ways to get information about and around. It's not always about what you know, it's about who you know.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of it is building those relationships with your outline EMA offices. So for an example, if I go on vacation, I may ask Jen at Tusk County or James in Knox County or Jerry in Wayne County to cover my county for me. And it's the same thing. When you look at Tusk County, you know, she went on vacation and I helped cover Tusk County for a week when she was on vacation. So it's a great way of getting to know each other. And again, taking best practices, bringing them back into your county, and then making some adaptations to make it fit in your county.
And with Holmes County, we have a lot of, let's call them border towns. I mean, it's not on the border of Mexico, but they're on the borders of other counties.
Right.
We've got Sugar Creek, Lakeville, Clark, Baltic.
A little bit of Shreve. You know, there's all those different types of cities and villages that we would actually have to work with other counties. For an example, the nursing home in Baltic actually sits in Holmes County. I tell you what, if anything happens down there, I'm going to be on the phone with Jennifer James, which is the director of Tusk County, because all of her resources are going to be closer than my resources, and we're going to work together on that.
And it's all about the safety of the folks in the state of Ohio. And right. that's what you guys are all working on together. And it seems like we're with as different, you know, we talk about how different Holmes County is. Ohio is just as diverse, and being able to keep the whole state safe is important. I mean, some people may have really good ideas that may not work in their county, but might work for somebody else.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest thing. You know, you go and you hear about all these best practices and you come back and you put it in place, but you make those adaptations of what is going to work in Holmes County. Like I said, you know, what happens in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus, we really couldn't maybe implement it to the exact, but we can make adaptations to those plans and it would work perfectly in Holmes County.
So it's important to have all that networking and work with different groups around.
Absolutely. But some other organizations that you might not think about, you know, is the Muskingum Watershed, ODNR. You know, you have a lot of those different types of organizations that it's really, really important that we have a relationship. You're looking at the Army Corps of Engineers because we have two Class A dams in Holmes County. That's all important partnerships that we have in the books.
And we're going to talk more about what it is that you're doing to help keep Holmes County safe as the EMA director. That's Jason Troyer. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. This is Melissa Patrick back here on WKLM with Focus Fridays, and I've been speaking with EMA Director Jason Troyer, and we've been talking all about what the EMA does and the partnerships, and you know, we've kind of mentioned it a little bit, but doing EMA in Holmes County is a lot different than anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have to take into consideration the demographics and clientele we have in Holmes County and some of the things we do that maybe other EMAs maybe don't or don't have the opportunity of doing is we have a very good relationship with our fair board members. And you know, our fair is coming up next week, and one of the things we do is we are on staff at the fair from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night. And some different things we have to offer as an EMA is we have our drone there just in case we need to put it up for maybe a missing child or anything like that. We also have that good working relationship with the National Weather Service, and they'll notify me on any inclement weather coming in. But we also have great partnerships with District 1 Fire and the other local fire departments to cover EMS and the special activities of the fair, as well as with the Sheriff's Office and Millersburg Police Department. So we're just on scene there to provide those resources to make everyone safe at the fair.
And another event that you guys are very much involved in that goes kind of along with the planning and stuff are things like Amish Health and Safety Days, which has grown into a huge thing in our area.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite events we have on a yearly basis. This year it's going to be August 11th at Mount Hope. We've actually invited over 100 churches to attend this Amish Health and Safety event, and it's really a great way of the communities coming together to make Holmes County safer. And we kind of really focus on some different topics like lithium ion battery safety. We were going to talk about Lyme disease and ticks because that's huge this year. We're going to talk about carbon monoxide poisoning and stop the bleed and how we can educate the Amish population on that, as well as possibly a little bit of CPR. And really, one of the unique things we're going to talk about, and this is going to be the Sheriff's Office and the Ohio State Patrol, is laws pertaining to what can be on the roadways. When you look at horse and buggy, e-bikes, golf carts, ATVs, or anything like that, we need to make sure that everyone's educated on what can be on roadways and how to, not only if you can be on roadways, how can you keep safe? Making sure that they have reflective vests on, making sure that they have the flashing lights so that they can be seen.
Using arm signals.
Arm signals, you know, and all of that. It's really is keeping everyone safe.
And there's all kinds of other events and things that we do around here that maybe aren't necessarily anywhere else, or they may be taking notes from us.
Right. So one of the things we do on a bi-monthly basis is we help organize and run the fire chiefs meeting. We have all the fire chiefs in Holmes County meet at District 1, and we really kind of really hit topics that EMA may have to educate them. But where I see we get the most benefit is we do that round table, and each fire department gives updates on what's going on. And again, we're really looking at everyone staying informed, a good communication, and then best practices. So the fire chiefs meeting, the other thing we do is we help spearhead the Holmes County Protocol Committee. Right now, our medical director for Holmes County is Dr. Reisner out of Pomeranian, and he is responsible for pretty much telling EMS folks what they can and cannot do in the back of an ambulance with the patients in Holmes County. And we sit on that committee to make sure we keep all our protocols up to date, make sure we provide the training needed to local fire departments for our first responders. And we just updated the ResponseSoft app on our phones because now all protocols, which is really close to a 500-page document, can be stored on your iPhone, your Android phone, or your iPad in the back of the squad. So if you have questions, you can really real quick look at the protocols and know what you can and cannot do in time of emergency for our first responders. But the other thing we're really looking at is partnering with our churches, how we can make churches safe for residents, but also how they can be partners for us in time of need. So if we need a warming or a cooling station and they have a generator, is there a way that we can partner with them? If we need sheltering space, can we partner with them? Now, we have a great list of warming and cooling stations as well as shelters, but we can always do better. And that's one of my goals is getting that information out. The other thing we're going to try to do with churches is also train them in first aid and CPR and stop the bleed. It won't be a certification type card, but it would be information that they can respond to in time of need.
Somebody just having that general knowledge and not even the full carded thing, right, it will help in the case of an emergency.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that we challenge a lot with, you know, when you look at heart attacks is the identification part of it. So if we can train those churchgoers and administration and even the safety team at churches to identify that, oh, this person might be having a heart attack and call 911, that's huge in the process of, you know, getting that person to the definitive care that he needs.
Training with the first responders is just as important as training regular people in a regular situation, because it may take a first responder 10 minutes to get there if you're in a remote part of their district. And, you know, you just have Joe over here who has seen how to do stop the bleed, and that may save that person's life.
You know, absolutely. And one of the other things, we didn't know other EMAs do this as well, but we also provide free hazmat training to all of our local first responders. And one of the things we're really looking at this year, if we're approved through the grant, is getting that training out to our local law enforcement. We do a very good job of training our EMTs and our firefighters. But if you really think about it, if we have an overturned semi that's leaking a hazardous material, who's going to be on scene first? It's going to be your law enforcement. We need to make sure that they're trained so that they can keep themselves safe as well.
It's all about staying safe.
It is.
And we'll talk more about how they keep everybody safe in an actual situation in our final segment here on Focus Fridays. That is Jason Troyer, our EMA director here in Holmes County. And for WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. This is Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays on WKLM for one last time with Holmes County EMA director Jason Troyer. And we've talked about all the things that you do to plan, but when it comes to a disaster, what is it that, how do you guys function?
Yeah, we have two major concepts that we'll talk about shortly, is the response and then the recovery phase of an incident. So during the response, if it's a large enough event, we will actually open up our emergency operations center. And the purpose of the emergency operations center is to provide resource management. So if we need, for an example, earth moving equipment, that request can be made by the incident commander, and then we could work on getting that with our partnerships we have within the community. Jordan does a phenomenal job of upkeeping our Holmes County resource book. It's a book that pretty much, it's just that. It has all the resources in Holmes County. We talk about earth moving, we talk about utilities, anything that really can be associated with a disaster, we have those resources. So that's really what the EOC does. We're also responsible for the alerts and warnings. So if we have a hazmat situation that an IPAWS alert needs to be sent out, we can send those out as well. Now, when you're talking about weather, those IPAWS alerts are initiated by the National Weather Service. So EMA doesn't really do anything pertaining to weather, but we do with hazardous materials or any other thing that could be an imminent threat to life and safety. The other thing we deal with is shelters. If members are displaced from their homes because of an incident, we're responsible for opening shelters. Now, again, our EMA office is a two-person office, so we heavily rely on our Red Cross to perform those needs. We have a great working relationship with the American Red Cross. There are shelters that are identified in Holmes County, and within a couple hours, we can call the American Red Cross and they can come down and have those shelters open for us. So those are primarily our response mechanisms to a disaster. Then we move into our recovery. So basically, after the disaster occurs, how can we get back to normal? And that's really the goal of recovery. And one of the first things the EMA office will do, we go out and we'll do damage assessments. And there's two different types of damage assessments. We have public assistance and then we have individual assistance. So individual assistance would be those that are either really small businesses or individual housing, or public assistance is more of the governmental entities that had to put forth rescue efforts or clearing roadways. So we do damage assessment. The other thing we do is we coordinate with the Holmes County commissioners. We have three great commissioners that are very proactive in making sure Holmes County stays safe, but we work with them to possibly declare a state of emergency. And then we work with state and federal officials on that declaration process. So those are two of the major things we do, is the responses during the incident, and then the recovery is after the incident. But with recovery, you're looking at having those partnerships with the highway department of how we can get the roadways cleared. We have a lot of VOADs, which are volunteer organizations in time of disasters. Mennonite Disaster Services right here in Berlin, Ohio, does a phenomenal job of getting volunteers out and chainsaws to help clear roadways. Now, they won't do public access roads, but they'll do private roads. So really, they have a criteria of elderly or maybe single-parent families that a tree fell over top their driveway and they can't get out, emergency services can't get in, they will help with clearing that to make sure that it's accessible for them.
So they're filling in those little cracks that sometimes get missed in the big picture when you have a disaster happening.
Absolutely. And they're so critical in the recovery process. It's just great having those working relationships.
And having all these plans that we talked about really help make the actual situation of having a disaster happen as in the best case scenario, because the quicker you can assess and process and get to that recovery, the better it is for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, we can do the best planning. I always use this as an example. You're not going to stop a tornado from coming through Holmes County, but we can put things in place that limits the impact it's going to have on our residents. For example, making sure notifications are put out in a timely manner, making sure everyone has access and knows how to get those notifications. Make sure that people are educated on, okay, well, that tornado siren goes off, what are they supposed to do? Well, the basement's the best place to go, but if you don't, it's on the lowest level interior away from windows and doors. But just making sure that the community is educated on those and how to keep themselves safe.
As we look at wrapping things up here in our last segment, there are ways that people can follow you guys for information and reach out to you guys for information.
Yep, absolutely. We have two major modes of communication to the public. One is our Facebook page. The other one is our website. They're both great opportunities. The other thing is, if you have not signed up for our WINS alerting platform, we'd be more than happy to help you get signed up for that. If you have any questions, you can contact the EMA office at 330-674-0989.
And if you're of the techie sort, you can sign up for that right on the website.
Absolutely. Yep.
And any last thoughts on the EMA here in Holmes County before we wrap this up?
You know, I think we do a really good job, but really the takeaway for me is residents and people who live in Holmes County and work in Holmes County, they make Holmes County special. Like I said before, Holmes County is a very unique county. It's a very resilient county. And I'm very proud to work within Holmes County.
Well, thank you for helping to educate people about what you guys are doing. I'm sure some folks didn't even know that counties have an EMA. They see first responders and they don't realize how it's all coming together.
Yep, absolutely. Sometimes, you know, we're definitely in the backgrounds, and actually, honestly, it's good to a certain extent that we stay in the background. That means we're not having the disasters that we're having. So
we got to keep that lucky flow there.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for joining in with me today.
Well, thank you, Melissa, for having us.
That was Holmes County Emergency Management Director Jason Troyer. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays. Focus Fridays are each and every Friday in the 9 a.m. hour, and they're being brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Don't forget to join in next Friday for Focus Fridays with Fair Board President Roger Boring on Focus Fridays on WKLM.